Good morning. This is Dan O'Brien from Top Third Ag Marketing with your Ag Daily weekly outlook for Monday, February 25th. Markets mixed today after a little bit of rally in the beans and the corn overnight, and wheat continuing to act weaker. This on the announcement from President Trump via Twitter that progress and the talks with China are going well. They're going to kick down the road that March 2nd deadline to raise tariffs on about $200 billion of Chinese goods from 10 to 25%. And there will be further talks later down the road in March, possibly at Mar-a-Lago with President Xi. So all positive information. Also, Secretary Perdue announcing that China was committing to buying another 10 million metric tons of beans. So that gave markets a little bit of a boost overnight. You had soybeans trading as high as 934.5 in the May. We're now trading at 926.5, about 8 cents off those highs. And the November got to 963.25, about 6 cents off of that at 957.25 now. So as has been the case with these announcements, we rally on the announcement and then sell off as we get near the high end of the recent ranges. We had May corn trade as high as 87.75. We're now about 6.25 cents off of that, trading down 3 cents on the day, 381.5. With December corn trading off of a 404 high from earlier, down to 399.5, down 2.25 cents on the day. And weakest on the board is the wheat, with May wheat down 16.75 cents at 475. Kansas City May down 14 cents at 452, making new contract lows. Technically very weak, and as the end of the month approaches, the short funds may be pressing their advantage here and continuing to sell as we finish out the month. So not a lot of support in that wheat market. Looking at inspections and sales, USDA did announce a sale this morning of 279,400 tons of corn to Mexico. Inspections for the week were 751,000 and change. That was below expectations and below last week's 941,000 in the corn. In the wheat, we had 693,964 for inspections, well above expectations, but with this weak technical picture, not enough to get any kind of support under the wheat market here. And in the beans, we've got inspections at 1.307 million metric tons versus 1.083, well above expectations and above last week. Beans, again, just hanging slightly higher on the day, but right on the lows. Outside markets, we're watching the dollar here, steady on the day at 96.37. We had a big break in crude oil on another tweet from President Trump asking OPEC to take it easy. We are now trading down 185 in the crude, $1.85 a barrel, down at 55.41 after a high of 57.53. So that crude oil also dragging markets lower. So stock market, like the news out of China, both the Chinese and the U.S. market up pretty strong, about 200 here in the U.S. today. But as has been the case in the past, the markets will keep an eye on any further news out of the trade negotiations. And until then, also keeping a little bit of an eye on Brazilian weather, the South American weather not looking very threatening. Late rains helping the later planted soybeans, so that also putting a bit of a lid on the grain markets. And what we have done today is, as I mentioned, trading up near the high end of the range. And then I think any of the speculators are pretty content to sell rallies and buy breaks until something more significant comes to pass in these markets. That's all I have for this morning. If you'd like to give us a call, you can reach us at 877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE. Have a great week.